Rick Haro is in our nation's capital this evening, but smartly he's off to San Diego right after that to get a little hooya to ya La Jolla for the baseball winter meetings. Mr. Haro.
Hey, so we've got a big deal on Sunday. We've got a facility and kind of franchise and community seminar they're doing on Sunday for all of minor league baseball. You know, there's a big discussion about contracting teams.
Right.
How many is the right number? So I'm in the middle of that. You really shouldn't eliminate baseball in middle America, and there's a whole discussion about that. There's been a lot of controversy, so we're doing a best practices. Here's how you get stadiums done, and here's why baseball is important in those towns. So it's a big deal on Sunday.
I think that what they should do at the winter meetings and with contracting minor league baseball, which is a sad state of affairs, they're doing that, I believe, in essence, in Portuguese, what it means is so that Gerrit Cole can make $250 million with the Yankees.
Well, you know what? That's a very interesting perspective on that. And when you think about it, the more important issue to me is Kingsport, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, all of the teams in the Pioneer League, there are teams that are kind of targeted for extinction. And when you think about the history of 150 years of baseball in those towns, you got to figure out how to save them.
I got to tell you, real quick, Trubisky tonight has had at least three runs for first downs on third down and a fourth, which was just run, a 25-plus yard touchdown run. This guy's having the game of the season for himself, and he's taking a lot of abuse, but he looks damn good tonight against Dallas. This might be the end for Jason Garrett.
Yeah, it might be, and I don't know how you picked the Bears tonight, but you're a genius. And also, how about those uniforms tonight?
Yeah, listen, I have no problem with that. They look like a sad version of the Fighting Illini. So state-by-state legal sports wagering outside of Nevada takes hold with massive business implications. I like the part of your story where you talk about what's going on with William Hill with the Wizards and Capitals and that ownership group.
Yeah, they're the latest ownership group to install a sports book in their venue. Tens of millions of tax dollars in sports betting proceeds going to communities around the country, 19 states. North Carolina, Tennessee, Illinois, Montana, New Hampshire, other states getting legislation to add gambling, 24 states looking to do it next. When you look at the top stories of the year, that's got to be it.
Rick Haro with us, our sports business and legal insider on the bench for over two decades. Esports has become global, and I don't think people that listen to the show, frankly, understand, and I'm starting to grasp it for sure, how just gargantuan this is. It's like the UFC becoming a $5 billion business, that esports is going to be even bigger than that.
380 million people worldwide can fit that in a subway. 557 million by 2021. And so a 38% jump, revenue about $906 million. It's a billion-dollar business. And so, listen, multiple amateur competitions have up to $1 million in their deals. Big arenas are happening just for esports. The Olympics talks about including it in the future. So, listen, it seems to be arriving, the future of esports, with a joystick and an HD monitor in hand. Look for it to continue to be big.
So the decade in review, we talk about college football finally going from a BCS to a playoff system.
Well, that's number three on my list. And when you look at the decade, that's probably one of the biggest issues. You know, you went to the BCS, the Bowl Coalition, the Bowl Championship Series. And it hadn't been too long ago, you and I remember it, when we had split votes for national championships. Now we talk about how four teams may not be enough. Look for the change, not today, not next year, but 2 years from now.
How about college student-athletes having a chance to get paid?
Number four on the list, Governor Newsom signs with LeBron James next to him. States are saying that's a great idea. What it really did was to jumpstart the NCAA into figuring out how to legislate beyond what they've currently got. And so the NCAA will figure out the governance of this, probably not this year, but beginning of next year.
Number five on your list of the decade's biggest stories was L.A. getting not one but two pro football teams.
Yeah, they're not playing like it right now, but listen, we can't wait for that $5 billion stadium to open up to get the Super Bowl, the College Football National Championship in 2023, the opening and closing ceremonies, the Olympics in 2028. significant economic impact. By the way, L.A. gets its teams back. They thought they would get a team in 2002. That became the Houston Texans. Now you got, obviously, Kroenke doing the deal, but you also have the Chargers. They're not playing like it, but they'll be a much better team, I think, when they move into the big stadium.
Rob Manfred is the number six story, getting the gig as the 10th commissioner in baseball.
10th commissioner in baseball, but he presided over an era you would think would be relatively easy. Post-steroid era, got to speed up the games. Pitch clock made it that much harder. Minor league baseball, though, as we said before, 44 million fans annually, the winter meetings, and we talked about the seminar we've got. Minor league baseball needs some relevance, Major League Baseball moving forward. And Garrett Cole, that's a good point.
Right. The price tag for pro sports now is not with an M. It starts with a B, as in billions.
Yeah, for stadiums. Well, AT&T Stadium, obviously, Jerry's World, $5 billion SoFi Stadium, $28 billion in stadiums from 2000 to 2014, $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, $1.4 billion Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. So the bottom line is stadiums getting more expensive, but more money out of owners' pockets.
Tiger, you lose him, you get him back. The world's better as long as Tiger's winning. He's playing good this week, too.
Step number eight on the list, 18 majors. People thought it was a pipe dream, but then came 2018. April 14, 2019, I think the greatest comeback in sports history. Guy wins the Masters. Now, President's Cup, Royal Melbourne, the 2020 year, and the pursuit of Jack Nicklaus continues.
Number nine, NBA star athletes become media moguls.
Hey, so you got, obviously, Kobe Bryant and his world. He wins an Oscar for Dear Basketball. You've got LeBron James. He becomes a Harvard Business School case study. Maverick Carter's uninterrupted network. You've got Serena Williams and her network. You've got Steph Curry becoming an icon as well. It's not enough these guys perform on the field, but off the field as well.
How about, Ricardo, the Me Too era in sports?
That's number 10 on the list, I think, from the decade. Everybody can have their list, but I think this was an important one. Larry Nassar, charged with 22 counts of first-degree criminal assault. Got to throw away the key for him. But what's happening is, obviously, USA Gymnastics, total restructuring. The Me Too knocks Jerry Richardson into selling his team. Got the Robert Kraft stuff. Bottom line is it becomes a very important issue, and we're not done with that, obviously.
How about China? It seems like, what, do they get every Olympic Games now?
How about this? Summer Olympic Games in 2018, in 2008. 2015, Beijing selected as the host city for 2022. They don't get any snow for the Winter Games. They don't get any snow, but they manufacture snow. About 300 million winter sports enthusiasts are created on a whole cloth by the Chinese government. Obviously, China, a big deal. The Daryl Morey tweet, the 300 million fans. I think that whole issue is number 11 on the list.
FIFA corruption makes number 12.
Yeah, we've got a sting operation in 2015. A small arrest in downtown Zurich leads to the resignation of Sepp Blatter. 14 indictments of officials by the U.S. Justice Department. There's a whole change in soccer.
How about the women's soccer? They become bigger than the men.
That's 13 on the list, but again, they occupy the number one position in the rankings history for women's soccer. Obviously, winning the World Cup, you're looking for financial relevance. Got a CBA through 2021 on the men's side. The women need to get paid, and obviously, the Women's World Cup is a step in the right direction.
NASCAR declining in everything, right? Ratings, fans.
Declining everything. NASCAR broadcasts in 185 countries and territories. Brian France, the CEO, leaves. The sport increased 29% since 2008 in Fortune 500 companies. 28% of Fortune companies continue to invest in NASCAR. So it's not going away, but it's a lot different than it was 10 years ago.
And lastly, the Mayweather-McGregor mega fight, it was actually, I think, the second worst fight I've ever seen in my life behind Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Yeah, it was, but it was the first most lucrative fight. It made 15 on the list of all decades because of the money it made. $50 million guaranteed, $100 million guaranteed to Mayweather, $30 million guaranteed to McGregor. A boring fight, but a big payday.
All right, Rick, have a great time at the baseball winter meetings in San Diego. Enjoy the golf and sunshine.
All right, man, and I'll see you next week.
All right, Rick Haro, ladies and gentlemen, our sports, business, and legal insider.